Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals dealer, broker-dealer, and depository service. We offer the highest-rated depository service in the Western U.S., privately held and owned, extreme levels of respect for confidentiality and privacy. Anything short from a severe federal raid, your information and your information is completely secure with us. Your contents are incredibly secure. The facility is the top built facility from a private perspective I've ever been aware of. We've got multi-check systems for people to go in and out of there. No one's ever allowed in there without our accompaniment. Only trained professional personnel are ever allowed to go in there. One client in the entire corridor at a time. No one ever backed up and waiting in that same area. A lot of our extreme security protocols might not make sense to people, but essentially our building was built from the ground up with every precaution taken, every idea I could come up with as a potential burglar, if you want to call it that. I used the consideration of, with all of my knowledge, everything I know about the building, how would I keep myself out under all practical circumstances? The same is used in the depository service. The building's built into separate corridors with surveillance monitoring piped into other areas. So when you're in one secure area, you can see what's going on in the entire rest of the building and so on. I'll leave it at that. This is the second half hour of Obamacare for Dummies, part two. Basically, the first half hour, I covered a lot of different things. And here's what's going on, folks. As I mentioned earlier, I am severely and sincerely concerned for the state of the United States of America under Obamacare. I think it's critical for people to understand that this is the ultimate pinnacle goal of these radical, socialistic, progressive, communistic-minded individuals. This will be the shackles that fundamentally transforms America permanently and timelessly. Okay? We know that Obama has been in this ridiculous denial phase on every single scandal that's come up since he's gotten into office. Before Obamacare kicked in, which it supposedly has, and you know we've got the website debacle, we've had over $10 trillion in additional deficit added under Obama. The problem is they keep telling us that our deficit was already at like $10 trillion when he got there. That's not accurate. The truth is, the first stimulus, $3.8 trillion, he was very involved in. He was a critical player in all of it. Everybody loved him. If he said don't do it, they wouldn't have done it. And under he played more of a role before he was even president than Bush did. And I remember it was just shocking how the media and the whole system had picked up Barack Hussein Obama as if he already was our new president, okay? So we've got $10 trillion in new national deficit. We got Obamacare rammed down our throats, if you recall. They didn't even, remember there was no time to read it, and Nancy Pelosi said, well, we gotta pass it so we can find out what's in it, like it's a Christmas present. In both the 2008 and 2012 presidential elections, the Obama campaign purposefully disabled the credit card verification system for its website donations, which allowed anyone from any foreign country to donate with no limit and no proof of identity. In both elections, it was demonstrated that people overseas and people with obviously false identities were able to donate to the Obama campaign in direct violation of several serious federal laws. To this day, it's not known what percentage of Obama's campaign funds are illegally obtained, since there's no documentation. Obama blew billions and billions of taxpayer dollars gambling on these green companies like Solyndra, NextEra, EnerOne, Solar Trust, Tesla, and many others. Okay, what did these companies have in common? In every single case, their CEO or some president was personally responsible for fundraising in excess of $1 million towards the Obama campaign. Okay, so what you have is a bunch of liberals that either have green companies or got involved in green companies in order to receive these massive paybacks, deeper corruption than this country's ever seen from the seat of president. These guys are literally, they were all given $500 million. Every one of them went bankrupt. The way they were government loans, interest-free government loans that were required to make payments for the first 12 months before they could file bankruptcy. I know from being in banking, a banknote has what's called a right to cure. That's when the guy signs the note, he obligates, you know, his ability. I mean, basically he agrees to let you collect on him if you don't pay. In addition to that, what banks do is they get a personal guarantee from officers of the corporation. They get cross security on assets so that if things go bad, they can repossess collateral. Nope, not in this case. Obama did none of that. He handed them $500 million. He said, you need to make payments for 12 months before you file bankruptcy, as if it was a preordained plan that they go bankrupt. And guess what they did? They all went bankrupt. A bunch of these companies went under. Some of them had been in business for 20 plus years. In fact, these no strings attached loans were somehow the kiss of death for companies that had been in business for a long time. However, if you had a business and you were used to making $1 million a year, not a bad income, but all of a sudden you get 500 million bucks, you gotta make payments for 12 months, and then you have a choice. Keep working, try to save, or try to keep the 500 million, or make it grow, or file bankruptcy and walk away. No strings attached, which way are you going to go? Now, I agree, bankruptcy is a reflection of character, but there's a lot of people that would consider $500 million the magic number that would make it easy for them to walk, okay?
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
So then we've got Obama. He's intentionally refusing to enforce federal immigration laws. First time in the history of the country. He's got unemployment at or above 8% for almost his entire term, which the real numbers are closer to 15% before the statistical gymnastics they do to bend the numbers. We have good old-fashioned Fast and Furious, Operation Fast and Furious, where our government sponsored illegal gun running, which was designed to purposefully go sideways to induce public outcry for gun control. We were shipping guns to Mexico through U.S. arms dealers, just knowing that in time someone would get killed with one of our guns, and then we could blame it on ourselves. Hillary came out and said, well, we're responsible for all these killings, and people didn't know what she was talking about. Soon, one of our own border agents got killed, tracked it back. Of course, Eric Holder was behind it. Obama didn't care. Dirty is the word. Dirty is the new integrity in the new Obama government, you know. Lie, cheat, steal. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, you name it, anything goes. They want to win, period, at any cost. There's no morals, there's no right and wrong. This is the new game. Obama spent 20 years listening to and attending the church of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, claiming that he was his mentor, and then all of a sudden, Jeremiah Wright starts to speak out, the real information, their real beliefs start to come out, and suddenly Obama gets amnesia, said he never heard or saw any of that stuff in his 20 years of attending, being married by the guy. But he also says, I could no more disown Jeremiah Wright than I could disown my own grandmother. And now he tries to pretend Jeremiah Wright doesn't exist and that his extremist anti-white philosophy had no influence on Obama whatsoever. We know otherwise. Obama drastically increased the percentage of Americans that are dependent on food stamps to unprecedented levels. Obama now has it so that one out of every six Americans receives food stamps, okay? Let's put that into perspective. That includes men, women, and children. When you break the math down properly, it actually equates to one out of every three homes in America almost are now accepting food stamps. He did the military intervention in Libya, killing Gaddafi with absolutely no congressional approval required by the War Powers Act. Technically, he should have been impeached for doing that. Before he entered politics, Obama worked as a lawyer suing banks in these landmark cases, forcing them to give home loans to unqualified minority borrowers, and then turning around and suing these banks when they tried to repossess on these homes, and because these unqualified minority borrowers couldn't make the payments. And of course, Obama, this is the exact practice that led to this huge mortgage debacle. And then Obama goes out and just decries these banks, just badmouths them and runs them down for these supposed unprofessional lending practices, which, you know, he's absolutely opposed to now. I mean, he's a confused hypocrite, I guess would be the proper term. He handed out over 1,200 waivers to politically connected donors to exempt them from Obamacare. So 1,200 politically connected businesses don't have to participate in Obamacare. He loaded the government up with all of these czars, unaccountable as could be. So all these people have no one they speak to. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, which is the same as it's unilaterally adding a bunch of new federal departments to the government underneath him with no congressional oversight whatsoever, leading, you know, creating the ultimate bureaucracy in the actual true sense, which is rule by unelected bureaucrats. He used taxpayer dollars to bail out the private pension funds of the auto workers union at GM and Chrysler. That's my dollars and yours. We don't work there. They screwed up. We paid. He illegally ended the welfare to work requirements passed by Congress and Clinton, which was a program designed to end welfare as a lifestyle, which all falls into the Cloward and Piven strategy. Just strap the government with every aspect of the well-being of every individual. He wants to take everybody, just plug them into the system, give them free handouts. Who cares who pays? Who cares what it costs? Who cares what it does to the government? This is the Cloward and Piven strategy. They want to snap the back of the government, put so much financial welfare-based pressure on the government that it snaps. I have a hard time explaining this, folks, because when I read the Cloward and Piven strategy, they've got some weird fantasy that all of a sudden the government's just going to buckle under the pressure and start writing everybody a check. Now, I'm smart enough to know that the math doesn't work on that, and I get confused and scratch my head. But I think what Obama understands is that with fiat currency, they just keep writing checks. They just keep creating money. So he's thinking in the very here and now. And I think what's true about Obama, folks, I think he's incredibly idealistic. I think he's incredibly inexperienced. I think he's incredibly unorthodox in his thinking. And I think he's just dead wrong. I think liberals hear all the fancy buzzwords that they're used to, you know, like diversity and diversification and equal rights and inequality and redistribution of funds and all this stuff. And it's a bunch of crazy ideology they've been fed their whole lives in this country, and they don't understand how reckless it is. No one's ever just gone to the nth degree with it like Obama, so they just vote. And then you got the minority vote. I mean, by golly, the guy's skin's not white. He's got to be the best choice for minorities. Folks, do you know how screwed up that is? I mean, I honestly, you know, equal opportunity is equal opportunity. It doesn't have to be doled out by a black man. I think the truth is they're looking for special rights, but they don't realize they're getting no rights under this guy except the right to be unemployed and the right to be broke. And eventually they're going to all be on unemployment so long it becomes a comfortable lifestyle to them. Obama did the big $800 billion in stimulus cash for shovel-ready jobs that didn't exist. The money literally evaporated with no measurable economic benefit and no accounting of where it went, folks. $800 billion. He's now spending $800 billion a year on foreign aid and $1 trillion a year on the war that he's supposedly ending, which is technically over half the budget. He's got us at a position where our entire interest expenditures are like $3.4 trillion a year. There's only $1.8 trillion in tax revenue, so he's got to keep writing the checks. He's absolutely isolated and blackballed Israel, our strongest ally in the Middle East, and somebody who has been through literal hell and back. We have stood by them arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, and he is going around, so you know his term, making peace with Muslims, a religion who has no clue what peace is. Their only definition of peace is convert or die. He's been caught on four separate occasions referring to his Muslim faith, stating that it was just accidental. And as I always state, how many times have you accidentally, as a Christian, referred to your Muslim faith? Oops, sorry, I meant my Christian faith. You know how it goes. He doesn't even catch himself when he says it. As I mentioned in the previous show, there's literal evidence that he was born in Kenya. This Lewis Smith went to Kenya, to the hospital where he was born, got the birth certificate, filmed himself doing so. We've got Obama's own biography written stating he was born in Kenya. Breitbart had information, he said, that would be damaging, to put it lightly, to Obama. And before he could release it at a press conference, he was killed. He was poisoned to death. Then he goes to the hospital, and you know, hours later, there's all this problem. The good Samaritan that took him there, no one knows who he was or where he went. A bunch of fishy stuff there. So the coroner that conducted the autopsy on Breitbart concluded that it was foul play. As soon as he came out and said that, and hadn't been prepared to speak to the public yet, immediately that day he too was poisoned to death in the confines of his own home. So whoever's carrying out these poison deaths is, you know, these are top-notch government officials or hitmen or something pretty darn serious to protect certain information to get from getting out about Barack Hussein Obama. I can only imagine what that might be. It's probably a lot more serious than you think, because the media gives him a free pass on absolutely everything that he does. We now live in a world that's been transformed so that the commandment given by Christ that says to be as wise as serpents yet as innocent as doves is now more relevant than it's ever been. We can't be fooled. We need to stand for what's right. Satan wants us in a state of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. We are not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. We have got to speak up for what's right and true. We cannot be fooled. We cannot be easily deceived.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is locally owned and operated and offers the Spokane area one of the nation's premier precious metals facilities. Coins Plus guarantees that you will not find more competitive pricing anywhere. Don't be fooled into mailing your valuable gold and jewelry into some unscrupulous TV infomercial. Coins Plus will always pay you the most for your gold. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Before I go on further with the scandals of Obama, I want to talk, you know, we've got this serious surveillance and privacy issue going on. When Snowden arrived in Russia, the information, that's the supposed alleged spy who did nothing wrong, and that's why they couldn't get him extradited. The KGB threw out all their U.S. computers and went to typewriters and letters until they can replace it with something more reliable. That's how much he spooked them. And word is, I was listening to this speaker here recently, the guy that had the encrypted emails that the FBI brought a warrant to search names and information. He basically documents all the reasons why we cannot trust our US-based service providers. The hardware and software manufacturers have been compromised. They've been approached and provided methods for the US government agencies to conduct surveillance on our computers. We've got racism tension at the highest it's been since the 1960s. This last week, this actress Julianne Hough, H-O-U-G-H, we'll say Hugh, dressed up as some TV gal and wore an orange jumpsuit and painted her face black and had something that said, "Orange is the new black," okay? The entire media and black population went up in arms. Obviously, she was white, just crazy. Because of the Halloween costume she wore, folks, because she dressed up. We have hit a level of intolerance that is remarkable. Our president is leading us in chaotic internal division. Division is a strategy to divide and conquer is what he's doing. We've got to wake up somewhere, somehow, folks. They are recruiting our kids. They've brainwashed them all. It's unbelievable. The new buzzword now is inequality. I saw an ad for the new Bentley SUV, okay? Bentley makes absolutely the most beautiful, phenomenal cars in the world. They're very expensive, but they are just dripping with luxury, reliability, quality, power, you name it. They are incredible vehicles. So Bloomberg, of all things, a news network, was interviewing some major executive for Bentley, and the guy's talking about the new SUV, and he's excited, and he's explaining it. And this reporter from Bloomberg, who's supposed to be finding out about this new phenomenal luxury vehicle, starts to probe and say, "So you like inequality? You benefit from inequality, don't you? So Bentley likes inequality, so you think inequality is okay. You're pro-inequality." The guy's looking at him like, "What is wrong with you, okay? I mean, what relevance does that have? If you're a business reporter, you don't scoff and mock and ridicule and jerk people around when you request the interview with them about their new product. It is, the problem is, biblically, we're supposed to edify, okay? Build up, be positive, Dale Carnegie, always do the right thing, treat people right, speak properly. It's just professional. But under our current leadership, we are falling off the truck. Russell Brand, this actor, came out and said, "Profit's a filthy word." He says, "Where there's profit, there's deficit." This is ignorance, folks. That is called zero-sum thinking. Even now, I heard this Andrea Tantaro, if you guys ever watched The Five on Fox, she was on Hannity. She commented that she doesn't support insurance companies and never would because they're very bad because they're out to make money. Folks, we are getting ashamed of profit. We're getting ashamed of capitalism. Our minds are changing, okay? As a side note, I don't want to leave this stone unturned. 13-year-old was killed last week while carrying a pellet gun. Cops came up, armed behind the doors of their cars, told him to turn around. He was carrying a toy gun, 13 years old, wearing a hoodie, of course. As he began to turn around, the cops filled him with lead and killed him. The cops are becoming completely out of control in this country. They're losing it. This is caused by Hollywood. These cops think they're on edge all the time. I had a ticket. I got pulled over for going 10 over about a week ago. This guy named Lux, highway patrolman, absolute out of control. This guy, you would have thought that I just shot somebody, and I was asking him why he was so wound up. He said, "You own a business, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, how would you feel if someone came into your business and stole from you?" And I said, "You see somebody is accidentally driving 10 miles over the limit as a thief, as a criminal who's stealing?" He said, "It's the same thing, isn't it?" I mean, these guys are getting so on edge, they take themselves way too serious. It's destructive. That what about protect and serve? The motto of the Washington State Highway Patrol is service with humility. 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 I don't think they spend much time talking about humility. I also think their self-defense training is getting out of control. They're never teaching them reasonable, rational decision making. They're teaching them to strike first, strike hard, and show no mercy, to be the first to kill. This mentality where they sign up to be officers, they know there's danger, and then this guy that pulled me over starts telling me how hard his job is and how much pressure he's under and how, you know, they're constantly on edge because people want to shoot him. And it's like he didn't choose that profession, it chose him. They chose that. They knew what they were getting into. I'm sorry it's like that, but there's a lot of other professions out there. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen, as they say. I know it's politically correct to completely support and agree with them, but I think all these police officers have been glorified tax agents. They're tax collectors. Taxation through citation anymore. I had the most extensive transcript I didn't get to today. I will tell you, I barely scratched the surface of the Obama scandals I had listed out, folks. Trust me, we're in deep trouble. Trust me, their plans are right on schedule. All of the apparent chaos and confusion and bumbling is all part of the plan. The Obamacare registration is harvesting data for the NSA, which was confirmed and revealed this week in congressional testimony of a senior official of one of the contracting agencies responsible for developing the Obamacare website. It was revealed during this testimony, clearly agreed to, no scams or conspiracies here, folks, that there is a hidden disclaimer on the website when you're signing up that says, quote, "You have no reasonable expectation of a right to privacy of your personal information regarding any communication or data transmission or storage of the information on this system." They confirm that the CIA is harvesting all this data. Long story short, folks, the picture is much bigger than our imaginations. I don't know about you, but I want my finances and my personal life as private and anonymous as possible. Precious metals is the only way to do that financially. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.